and politically active. Well, he would know all about you, I imagine. And Tom Irvine would too, probably. But I didn't know.
Well, I just wondered whether I was simply imposed on you people by the central office. Mm-hmm. Whether you'd had any voice in my selection to begin with.
Did you ask Tom that question?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you ought to, because he would know. Yeah. And I wouldn't.
Yeah, all right. And also Jesse was there.
Yeah, Stacy.
And Pond was there.
Yeah, Alec Pond. Well, we were, I don't know. You came there with the job, did you? I don't quite remember that. Frequently, we'd have a job of evaluating people. Who
yes, I had already been appointed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This was September of 62.
Yeah.
The year that they moved up to the Stony Brook campus.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And theoretically, I was executive dean in the Albany office. Mm-hmm. I'm detailed down to Stony Brook for a year until I could find a president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That I would go back to Albany. And it took 3 years because Hamilton resigned the week after I got there as of the end of the year, that he was going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
That left Frank Moore with the task of replacing Tom Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it took him 18 months to find somebody. Found Sam Gould.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I stayed on, and nobody would take the Stony Brook position until they knew who their boss was going to be in New York, in Albany.
Uh-huh. Well, we're glad you stayed. That was
right.
Yeah.
I am too. Mm-hmm. I am too.
And we needed you at that time. I know that. And that was a terrible, chaotic situation when John got himself into all that trouble. You know, just being leaderless is, it's discomforting,
yes.
Is what it is.
Right. Right.
Well, particularly when you're in a situation where an organization is being created.
That's right. You have a responsibility.
Yeah.
But no leadership from above.
Exactly so. Yeah, and that's exactly what's missing. And the darn thing is liable to go off in all directions if there isn't somebody up there to keep hold of the strings, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I had been in my office, I think, probably 2 weeks when somebody came in, and I won't identify him, and said, this place is going to go to hell unless you fire X and Y.
Pretty typical stuff. I imagine.
I didn't realize I was stepping into a hornet's nest with people on two sides.
They were fiery. Well, you know, all of us have had several at least traumatic experiences in our lives, but one of the more traumatic experiences was when I got involved as a chairman of a censure committee to try, so to speak, this mathematics professor whose name have effectively erased from my mind. And our committee censured him, and then we were all sued. And I was sued personally for $150,000 at that time, and that was in the 60s. And the Newsday was all over us about that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just terrible problem. Yeah, I just couldn't understand it. I know that there were a number of us who just wanted to get in there and create a university,
yeah,
you know?
Didn't want to be bothered.
That's right. Why did you guys go away with it?
Yeah.
And with your political problems and let us get the job done type of thing. But as you say, in your presence there was really needed. Somebody had to be there to stabilize that pot that was boiling. And you managed to succeed where John Lee got blown. I guess he got blown off the top, so to speak.
Well, thanks ever so much for coming over.
It was a great pleasure.
Good to see you.
good to see you. Looking so fit and healthy.
Well, you're a picture of health yourself.
Oh, thank you. Pretty easy to do. And
what, you're in your 60s?
Yeah, I'll be 70 next year.
Next year?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Mimi and I play tennis regularly, and I have my boating. And
good.
Stuff like that.
Well, that's helpful. I think I play tennis and golf.
Uh-huh.
And I think it keeps the body in shape.
Yeah.
And what you don't use, you lose.
Absolutely agree. The body likes work.
Yeah.
Just like the mind.
Yeah.
I hesitate to retire for the latter reason. I've got my own, but I'm sick and tired of the university hassle type of thing. It's got to the point where the hassle is getting more important to me than the, well, there's not too much challenge anymore, you know, for the teaching. We've done that part, and I don't want to bring another research lab into existence. And they're going through the same sorts of things that we went through at Stony Brook, so that's not a new experience. And I have my own project that I would like to do myself, and so that's what I'm going to do.
Good. Well, I'm working on a book on values and valuation, which keeps me going.
Well, that's great. I was thinking about writing a book on design, which I was going to entitle "Any Blockhead Can Design a Boat." That's my book, the writing project.
Okay.
Well, so I ought to do that. I'll not take any more of your time, Carl. I know
all
we've
right,
got stuff
fine.
To do.
Well, today. Thanks for coming over.
The interview with Bradfield ended at 5:29. On the tape, using the slower of the two speeds. This is side A. Hey.